This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Pharmacies are rarely just pharmacies these days. They're one-stop shops, convenient for consumers who want to consolidate their shopping trips in a pandemic. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on how pharmacies are changing their business model to address this moment.
During stay-at-home orders, lots of people are using pharmacists to get medical information, says Mintel analyst Gabrielle Lieberman.
They are really the only people that we've maybe had a chance to interact with from that healthcare standpoint.
And drugstores sell more than pharmaceuticals. Much of the retail space is devoted to cosmetics, toys, and food. With the COVID-19 pandemic, University of Michigan business professor Eric Gordon says,
people are more comfortable going to a nearby pharmacy that's smaller, has fewer people in it, than they are going to a giant super center or a giant grocery store.
And people may not want to take public transportation to go to the grocery store.
Not only is it something that you have to spend a lot of time to get to, but it's dangerous to do that.
That's Carnegie Mellon professor Jeff Gallick. And for lots of people, pharmacies are the only nearby retail option. 23.5 million Americans don't live that close to grocery stores. But most people do live within 5 miles of a Walgreens or CVS. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.